The Poem of Freaky Fred from Courage the Cowardly Dog. Hello, new friend. My name is Fred. The words you hear are in my head. I said, my name is Fred, and I've been very naughty. The story I'm about to tell, I tell you, I will tell it well, is of my dear Aunt Muriel, and just how I've been naughty. Voila, the farm. My aunt lives here, with precious pup and husband dear. My heart beats fast as I drew near. I feel so nice and naughty. I thought just how excited they must be that I would come today. They'd shout, "Come, Fred, huzzah, hooray. Dear boy, you look so naughty." That's when my tired eyes beheld a doggy dog, like dog he smelled. D-O-G is what he spelled, and that's how I spell naughty. Alone was I with tender courage, and all his fur, his furry furage, which, I say, did encourage me to be quite naughty. It was a day I'd not forget, the day that I first met my pet. Oh, what a lovely gift to get. I'd never felt so naughty. My fuzzy friend is what he was, this darling little ball of fuzz. And oh, such fuzz it does demand that I be naughty. He looked at me, his fetching eyes, and fetching fur did hypnotize, and filled with joy and filled with sighs. And that's when I got naughty. This dripping hair, this droopy curl, unfold sweet memories of a girl whose tresses, oh, they'd twist and twirl and tempt me to be naughty. Barbara, my love, was named, and her fair hair a mane untamed, until one evening, I'm ashamed, I got a little naughty. The look upon my young love's face, as sweet as lace, but in this case, I realized she needed space. I never more was naughty. Well, maybe not never. Dear cur, your fur and fleece remind of nothing found in humankind. But for one fellow who did find me to be in a certain mood. Into my shop he walked one day, with bush above and beard bouquet. That's no toupee, I pray, no way. I could help but be, you know. I'd never seen such hair before. His bangs they sang, his neck it beckoned. Eyebrows, armpits, all were reckoned. Soon I figured, what the heck, and that's how I was naughty. But then my landlords did resume to free me from that porcelain tomb and ferry to a private room, your hero, ever doughty. Goodbye, dear aunt, I'll miss your farm and Eustace's ebullient charm. And farewell, courage, what's the harm if I was slightly naughty? With love, Fred.